This episode is brought to you by Pronamel.
Not all our favorite foods and drinks are BFFs with our teeth. Salad dressings, seltzers, and fruits can be enamel enemies. So if you eat or drink those things regularly, your enamel could be at risk. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Pronamel Intensive Enamel Repair penetrates deep into the enamel surface, locking in vital minerals to repair acid-weakened enamel. And with new Pronamel Repair mouthwash, you can enhance that repair beyond just brushing.
Pronamel is the number one dentist-recommended brand for acid erosion, so buy Pronamel Repair anywhere you buy toothpaste or mouthwash. Visit pronamel.com.
This is Jonathan Strickland from Tech Stuff. We all can't help but wonder what adventure lies just over the next ridge. A Nissan Rogue, Nissan Pathfinder, or Nissan Armada will take you there. If you're taking on your adventure in a new 2024 Nissan Rogue, class-exclusive Google built-in is your always-updating assistant to call on for almost anything. Google Assistant, Google Maps, and Google Play Store are built right into the 12.3-inch HD touchscreen infotainment system of the 2024 Nissan Rogue. Nissan's SUV has the capabilities to take you where you want to go. Learn more at NissanUSA.com.
Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello and welcome to Savor, production of iHeartRadio. I'm Annie Reese.
And I'm Lauren Vogelbaum. And today we have an episode for you about Betty Crocker.
Yes, which, not a current sponsor.
No, nope.
No. Also, favorite pun when researching this one, no whisk, no reward.
Oh my goodness.
It's so good. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
That is official branding. That is official Betty Crocker branding, by the way.
Oh,
yeah.
It is. You're right. Oh, all my Betty Crocker knowledge has gotten whisked together up in here now.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the longer outline, actually. So a couple years ago, Steph, I never told you, the other podcast I do, we did an episode on Betty Crocker. We also did, as part of that, Aunt Jemima and... Mrs. Butterworth.
Oh, ooh, so woof. What a pairing.
Yeah. Yes. So definitely, like, if you want to learn more or like more about kind of the history of those brands, and you know, now it's a little outdated because a lot of things have changed since we did that one.
Yeah. Ooh, maybe an update's in order.
Yeah, exactly. But the history is still there and it's really interesting. And I actually do find Lauren and I were discussing this before we started recording, I find this story really interesting in a lot of ways. In a lot of ways, I find it really endearing. In a lot of ways, I find it really sexist. But I do, there's just something to me about like this character taking off for these women who were in the kitchen and they were trying to do the best with new ingredients
yeah.
or whatever they had around and didn't have the internet.
Yeah, you know, like relatively... isolated and lonely and just trying to work out how to make this post-industrial revolution kitchen work. And right, and finding, you know, reaching out and finding this fictional character and being like, close enough! We'll take it!
Yes, yes. It's so funny because, like you said, fictional character, I'm almost like gassed. And it's not like it was ever... a shock to me, but it was a shock to some people, and we're going to talk about that for sure.
Yeah, quite a big shock, sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I mean, because she wasn't marketed as a character for
right
decades.
Exactly. Yes. It's a really interesting story, and we're going to get into it, but I guess we should get to our question.
I suppose.
Okay. Betty Crocker. Who, what is it?
Betty Crocker is a brand based on, yes, a character who just wants to help home cooks out. She is friendly and competent and resourceful and creative yet science-based, and she looks good doing it. She's the Betty with the good hair.
Nice.
Sorry. The brand is currently part of the General Mills Corporation, through which General Mills produces packaged food products and publications of a number of kinds. Food products. Generally, these are meant as like shortcuts for home cooks more than actual prepared foods. Though, let's be honest, we've all eaten the icing out of the can.
Yeah. Yes,
it's okay. It's okay. That frosting is heckin' delicious. there are boxed baking mixes that let you just add water and or eggs and or et cetera to bake up cakes, cookies, brownies, muffins, pizza crust, pancakes, or biscuits. And yes, shelf-stable frostings to dress them up with, along with icing, gels, sprinkles, other decorative candies, food coloring, and candles and like muffin or cupcake liners. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There are also boxed dinner mixes that let you just add water and or dairy and or meat to create main dishes or side dishes, like the helper line of hot pastas or rice, a hamburger helper, chicken helper, etc. There's also a line of mashed or scalloped potatoes. There's also a line of pasta salads. But there are a few packaged products, namely fruit snacks, that are under the sub-brands of Betty Crocker, Fruit by the Foot, Fruit Roll-Ups, and Gushers.
Oh, 90s nostalgia comes crashing into me.
Right? Like a gush.
Yeah, you might say.
Yeah, oh. I had no idea. I did not remember that. That's a little bit wild. And I feel like I don't have time for it today. I feel like Fruit by the Foot and Gushers are like such totally different episodes.
Yes.
Okay. But, all right. So that aside, the Betty Crocker brand is also a recipe creating behemoth, testing and publishing just a ton of content through print books, their print magazine, their product packaging, and online media, including their website, Pinterest, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram, of course. The Betty Crocker brand is based in the United States, but also has outcroppings in the UK and Iceland and Saudi Arabia and Mexico and Australia and elsewhere throughout Europe and the Middle East and Asia.
Yeah, I actually just, after Thanksgiving, my mom, of course, did the mom thing, and I was leaving, and she was like, take this, you don't have enough food, take this. And she gave me, like, way too much turkey for, like, a single person to eat
yeah.
in a reasonable amount of time. And so I know we've done a past episode on tetrazzini and how that used to be, like, a thing we would make
use
up leftovers.
Yeah, yeah.
And I found a Betty Crocker recipe and it was for like a leftover turkey to make tetrazzini. Yep. And I happened to have all the stuff and I was like, well, here we go. That's what's happening with this. And it was good.
Well, heck yeah.
Yes. Well, what about the nutrition?
Don't eat brands or characters, probably.
Well, you could get, you know, like gummies, fictional characters on them.
Sure. And we sort of covered this previously, but like if you drink Kool-Aid, like are you drinking the Kool-Aid man's fluids? I don't know.
True. These are the deep questions that haunt us. They keep us up at night over here at Savor.
Oh, yeah, they do. Well, but in the meanwhile, we have some numbers for you.
We do. As of October 21st, 2021, Betty Crocker is 100 years old.
Oof.
Yeah. Over 200 grocery products carry the Betty Crocker name. At General Mills headquarters in Minnesota, there is a Betty Crocker available for questions 24/7.
The brand is supported by research done in the Betty Crocker kitchens, which as of 2003, anyway, encompassed a facility with 19 individual kitchens equipped to test 50,000 recipes a year. Those 19 kitchens included, at the time, 18 tons worth of granite countertops.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
50,000 recipes.
I know. Behemoth, wow. I said. Behemoth.
And appropriately so, Lauren. Since Betty Crocker's very first portrait, her image has since been updated 7 times. More on that in the history section. But despite going through various updates and changes in appearance, Betty Crocker is one of the most recognizable women in America. A 2013 article from Adweek found that Betty Crocker was one of the most famous fictional female characters in the U.S., and she held the top spot until Flo from Progressive surpassed her. An article from the New York Daily News in 2015 put her among the ranks of Barbie, Santa Claus, and Uncle Sam as one of the most influential fictional figures in the world.
Oof.
Yes. Betty Crocker's name is on over 250 cookbooks, and the one that started it all in 1950, Betty Crocker's Picture Cookbook, now in its 12th edition and called The Betty Crocker Cookbook, Everything You Need to Know to Cook from Scratch, has sold over 75 million copies. 75 million copies.
Ooh.
Yes. And it's been translated into Spanish.
The website receives over 12 million visitors a month.
Oof. Including me, I guess.
Yep. Yep.
While today we may be more used to seeing the name and face on boxed cake mixes and cans of icing, Betty Crocker used to be a figure women sought out for cooking advice. Dear Betty Crocker, why won't my cake rise? How do I get fluffy pancakes? Can you share a good pie recipe? Not only would Betty Crocker give answers to questions like these and make people, largely women, feel more confident in the kitchen, she also encouraged people to try new things and acted as a safety net for if those things didn't go to plan. Through this, she shored up a huge following and fans. According to the General Mills website, at the peak of her popularity, Betty Crocker was receiving 5,000 letters a day.
Goodness.
Goodness indeed. And it is quite the tale of her creation and how we got here.
Yeah. And we are going to get into that. But first, we're going to get into a quick break for a word from our sponsor. This episode is brought to you by Pronamel.
Not all our favorite foods and drinks are BFFs with our teeth. Salad dressings, seltzers, and fruits can be enamel enemies. So if you eat or drink those things regularly, your enamel could be at risk. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Pronamel Intensive Enamel Repair penetrates deep into the enamel surface, locking in vital minerals to repair acid-weakened enamel. And with new Pronamel Repair mouthwash, you can enhance that repair beyond just brushing.
Pronamel is the number one dentist-recommended brand for acid erosion, so buy Pronamel Repair anywhere you buy toothpaste or mouthwash. Visit pronamel.com.
This is Jonathan Strickland from Tech Stuff. A spirit of adventure lives inside of us. Nissan's SUVs have the capabilities to transform your spirit of adventure into actual rubber meets the road into the wild, true blue, real life adventure. You just need a Nissan and a plan. Or better yet, just a Nissan. You can hop into a Nissan Rogue and discover what comes next. Don't worry, the Nissan Rogue has your back. Class-exclusive Google built-in is your always-updating assistant to call on for almost anything. Just climb in and go. No need to connect your phone. Google Assistant, Google Maps, and Google Play Store are built right into the 12.3-inch HD touchscreen infotainment system of the new 2024 Nissan Rogue. No matter where you roam, you'll stay connected to home. Life is one huge adventure, and every day is a little one. No matter if the ride you're on is big or small, a Nissan Rogue, Nissan Pathfinder, or Nissan Armada can elevate your adventure and push your limits to something new. Your next adventure is waiting for you. Get in a Nissan SUV and go. Learn more at NissanUSA.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
And we're back. Thank you, sponsor.
Yes, thank you.
So I guess, yes, we should get this out of the way, though we've already pretty much said it. Betty Crocker was not a real person.
Never a real person.
Never a real person. She was created by a flour milling company called Washburn Crosby Company, a company that would go on to become General Mills.
Yep.
Or a part of General Mills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So let's unpack all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Washburn Crosby got started in 1880. That same year, they entered their flour into the international milling competition, and they won the gold medal. To capitalize on their win, they changed their name to something you might recognize, gold medal flour, or that's the name they put on their products.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it is a top seller today. The company decided to run some ads for their award-winning flour in the Saturday Evening Post in 1921. The ad was a jigsaw puzzle of a small town square, and consumers who figured it out could claim a gold medal flour sack-shaped pincushion.
Yep.
Which cracks me up. And not only did over 30,000 people return the puzzle, much to Washburn Crosby's surprise, a lot of the responses came with baking questions.
Huh.
Yeah, because remember, this was before the internet. Again, I think that's a huge part of this story. The company did have a rather small marketing team made up of all men and run by a man named Samuel Gale. And this team typically handled customer questions and complaints. The men on the team often handed these questions off to the women who worked for the Gold Medal Home Service Department. But Gale did not like signing his name to their answers because in his mind, customers would prefer to get kitchen advice from a woman. At the time, women were doing most of the cooking and women were doing most of the writing in to the company. The sheer amount of responses and questions to the marketing campaign reinforced to the company the desire these customers had for a space to ask questions and have them answered, to get tips and recipe ideas, preferably from a woman they trusted. So that same year, the company went to work on inventing a fictional woman to fill this need. They borrowed the last name from recently retired Washburn Crosby director William G. Crocker. And for the first name, the powers that be chose Betty because they thought it sounded all American and cheery and unthreatening. Yes. Now that they had the name, they needed the signature. Female employees were asked to submit samples of what they thought the signature should look like. Secretary Florence Lindbergh's submission won out, and any letter responses sent to a customer would have that now iconic signature on it. People were even trained to match it, and the women who worked at the company's home economist department who answered the mail addressed to Betty were named the Crockettes.
Yeah. and by this early point, although the brand and or character was established by these higher up men at the company, yeah, the research and writing was being done by women, eventually led up by one Jeanette Kelly, who had joined Washburn Crosby just 4 years out of college in 1921. This was the era during which the company began creating test kitchens for these home economists that they employed to create recipes, design solid cooking advice, and demonstrate, perhaps most importantly, how to use the gold medal flour that they were so proud of. And notably, these test kitchens were incorporating, in the 1920s, all of this newfangled technology, like gas stoves and running water.
Ooh.
yeah. So, like, when we're saying, like, this was before the internet, this was a minute before the internet. This was...
Yeah.
things were very much still in flux in terms of home cooking technology.
Yes. And the demand for Betty Crocker was high enough that the company opened the Betty Crocker Cooking Schools, which were these company-sponsored cooking schools across the country.
Eventually across the country. Originally just around the company's hometown of Minneapolis, and then around the Midwest, and then, yes, further out than that even.
Mm-hmm. However, for the first 3 years after her inception, Betty Crocker existed in writing for the most part, either through letters or her name on the schools. That changed in 1924 when Betty Crocker made her audio debut on the newly launched Washburn Crosby Radio Cooking Show on Minneapolis's WCCO, our Washburn Crosby company. And the company had purchased the station when it was on the verge of bankruptcy.
And note that this was really early, or like fairly early, in the history of commercial broadcasting. Like, there was at the time a pretty huge movement towards a corporate and ad-driven radio, but it was still like fairly visionary for the company to put this together.
The show was called the Betty Crocker Cooking School of the Air.
Love it.
Yes. And it was one of the first daytime cooking shows. It really leaned into this school vibe. Graduates of this on-air school sent in reports for Betty Crocker to grade. There were 238 graduates in that first year. It was written and hosted by home economist Marjorie Child Husted. And I tried to find a pronunciation of the name, so I think it's Husted, but H-U-S-T-E-D. However, the show quickly went nationwide and regional Betty Crockers were developed, though the scripts were still written at the company's national headquarters. The show sometimes featured prominent guests like Joan Crawford and Cary Grant. I actually listened to one right before this, and it was pretty charming.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah. In 1927, the new NBC network added the radio show to their lineup, where it would stay for the next 24 years, making it one of the longest-running radio shows in history. Over a million listeners enrolled in the radio cooking show, and Betty Crocker became an authority on baking. During the Great Depression, she provided advice on how to cook with little, and she didn't just talk about food. She sometimes gave advice on raising children and family stuff. She also received queries like this: I don't make your fudge cake because I like white cake, but my neighbor does. Is there any danger of her capturing my husband?
Ooh.
Betty Crocker.
Wow. Cake intrigue.
Cake intrigue indeed. Later, when asked about her time with the show, Husted, who reportedly put a lot of herself into the show and into Betty Crocker, said, "It is very interesting to me to look back now and realize how concerned I was about the welfare of women as homemakers and their feelings of self-respect. Women needed a champion. Here were millions of them staying at home alone, doing a job with children, cooking, cleaning on minimal budgets, the whole depressing mess of it. They needed someone to remind them that they had value."
Oh.
I know.
Wow.
Six big milling companies, including Washburn Crosby, merged together in 1928 to create General Mills. The first grocery item that carried the Betty Crocker name was a soup mix in 1941. When the company started selling cake mixes in 1947, they came with her name, too.
The first cake mix was a ginger cake, today gingerbread cake. Followed by a devil's food cake mix and a party cake mix with dual instructions for white or yellow cake via adding just egg whites versus whole eggs. Yeah.
Party cake mix.
Party cake mix.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That was a rabbit hole I very narrowly avoided, but I wanted to learn everything there was about box cake mixes.
Oh, yeah. No, that's definitely a separate episode.
Yes.
And, right, really, really nitty-gritty and interesting. But for another day. Meanwhile, a year before that ginger cake mix debuted in 1946, the company's test kitchens were officially rebranded as the Betty Crocker Kitchens.
Yes, and Betty Crocker was by this point a household name. Surveys done around the time found that 9 out of 10 women knew the name Betty Crocker, and she was receiving, yes, about 5,000 letters a day. Fortune magazine named her the second most popular woman in the U.S. behind Eleanor Roosevelt in 1945, earning her the nickname the First Lady of Food. But this was actually somewhat of a scandal because the article outed her as a fictional person.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. According to Susan Marks's book, Finding Betty Crocker, The Secret Life of America's First Lady of Food, the company started stocking tissues for people who visited the company's headquarters to meet Betty Crocker, only to be reduced to tears when they learned she wasn't real.
Hoofda.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh. But I totally get it. I get if you had this presence in your kitchen where you might have felt alone.
You might have even received a letter from her. Like, you might have corresponded. Yes. Like, and then...
Exactly.
And then to realize that Betty was a lie?
That's tough.
I mean, also, just like, oh, man. Like, y'all, like we talk these days about representation, right? About seeing people like yourself out there in the world. And yeah, the fact that the second most popular woman in the U.S. in 1945 was fictional is really, that just really says something about the state of representation at that time.
Yes.
And that they were both still white. So there you go.
Yes. Yes. Also that. At the request of the U.S. Office of War, Betty Crocker spent 4 months in 1945 on the radio show Our Nation's Rations, all about inspiring listeners on ways to be creative and resourceful during rationing. There was also a Betty Crocker pamphlet called Your Share about all of this. Over 7 million copies were circulated. A second Betty Crocker pamphlet called Through Highway to Good Nutrition. Through Highway to Good Nutrition. That, for some reason, that title gets me every time.
Yeah, yeah.
Was recognized by the American Red Cross for having a positive contribution in terms of national interest.
Yeah, I don't think that you can read that title without having in your head that very atomic age, you know, like mid-Atlantic accent, like very Fallout or Bioshock kind of like through highway to good nutrition, like kind of thing.
Yes.
Going on.
Which was kind of the, I was like, oh, there's that transatlantic when I was listening to some clips before
Oh, yep. Especially, oh my goodness, especially radio of that era was really full of it.
Yes. Oh, yes. In 1950, Betty Crocker's picture cookbook hit the shelves and it sold 2 million copies in its first 2 years.
The aforementioned Jeanette Kelly, who was still with the company, supervised the launch of the book. She stayed with the company until 1958, when she went to New York City to continue her career.
And yeah, since then, this book has sold 75 million copies and is still available under the name The Betty Crocker Cookbook. It has had a huge impact and is sometimes referred to as the Kitchen Bible or Big Red.
Its covers are red. It's a thing.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And I know some of you listeners have written in about this. And I found it really delightful. Kind of just an essay from somebody who was writing about the importance of this book and kind of rediscovering it and retrying the recipes. And it was just really sweet. At the time, recipes accompanied with pictures were new and exciting. Again, no internet and another way to make cooking less intimidating.
Sure. There's also, I will say, now a little bit of a collector's market for some of these old versions of this book. I myself have 2 or 3 versions of it that are not like in like collectible condition by any means. I'm not that guy. I'm like fully prepared to spill something on any of my books at any given moment. But they are fascinating because around this time, especially and up through, oh goodness, the modern era. They had, in addition to recipes, like all of this life advice.
Oh,
about like, hey, like, don't wear your best shoes when you're vacuuming, or like.
What? I must wear my best shoes when vacuuming. That's the only time for them.
There's one on. I'll see if I can find it and post it on the. I'm so sorry. I never post anything on the internet. But y'all remind me. Like, write in and remind me. There's this one, and it's always coming with these little like Atomic Age cartoons. There's this one that's like, if you feel tired, just lie down on your back for a while on the floor, and. It's this like lady in this very nice day dress and heels, just flat on her back, like studying the ceiling, like you do.
Been there. I've been there.
Heck, I've been there today. Jeez.
They knew what was up. They knew what was up.
Anyway.
Anyway, yes. The advent of televisions in homes in the U.S. in 1951 really changed this whole thing again, because the company knew they needed to find a face and a voice for Betty Crocker. After a search, they hired actress Adelaide Holly Cumming, who portrayed her in several television programs like the Betty Crocker television show and the Betty Crocker Star Matinee.
Holly Cumming had come up in vaudeville, and before her hiring, General Mills became the first consumer product company to extend their one of their trademarked print/audio characters to a, quote, fully dimensional live-action personification.
I don't know why. That kind of makes me nervous. I think a lot of things just make me nervous. But a fully dimensional live-action personification sounds a little threatening to me for some reason.
It's the specification of fully dimensional, I think, because then it opens the question of, like, wait, how many dimensions... How many dimensions could I have? Like five? Two? I don't know.
More. Again, deep questions. Deep questions in this episode. At the time, there had been illustrations of Crocker previously, including the first official portrait composed by Nisa McMahon in 1936. And I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. It was a composite of faces of the women who worked in the company's home services department. And it didn't really change for two decades, but it has now been updated 7 times to fit the trends and times of whenever it has been updated. And in that way, it's kind of an interesting look at the evolution of American women, or a specific demographic of American women anyway. Uh-huh. For example, in 1965, she was styled in the vein of Jackie Kennedy. However, she has generally been depicted as a white woman with brown hair in her early 30s, specifically 32. Usually wearing red and white. I know, like, okay.
32. Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. In 1996, painter John Stuart Ingle tried to make Betty Crocker more inclusive by giving her olive skin.
And for the first time, brown eyes. How inclusive.
To create the image, he took inspiration from 75 images of women General Mills provided that they felt captured the spirit of Betty Crocker.
Wow, huh.
Yeah. By the 1960s, around 94% of the American population recognized the name. So that's a lot.
Yeah. That's
mostly everybody.
Yep.
Yes, but stepping back a bit.
Uh-huh. The trademarked Red Spoon branding was released on packaging starting in 1954. And General Mills brought the brand international for the first time in the mid-50s to Canada, later other places.
From 1954 to 1977, the company offered scholarships for high school seniors based on their skills in home ec as part of the Betty Crocker Search for the All-American Homemaker of Tomorrow. In 1972, Sphere, the Betty Crocker magazine, debuted. It was a monthly recipe magazine that opened with this quote, "As women, we're lucky to be alive right now. Amid the universal tumult, it's more than ever a woman's world, with 20th century reality located somewhere between the swooning vapors of Victorian forebears and the militant fervor of women's lib."
Huh. Yeah. Huh.
Now, I'll also say these seem to be pretty big collector's items. These,
yeah.
Issues of this magazine. And you can find some, like, It feels like, I don't know, the Indiana Jones and Betty Crocker magazine. So people will be like, I've unearthed this edition and it's in this condition. And I love it.
That's great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not to diminish print, but BettyCrocker.com launched in 1997.
Yes. And now BettyCrocker.com has loads of recipes and advice available. When the Betty Crocker app came out in 2010, it was one of the most popular free apps available. Customers can still find Betty Crocker pamphlets in grocery stores as well. In 2014, Crocker made headlines when the company started providing same-sex wedding cakes in Minnesota, where their headquarters are located. And when gay marriage was legalized, the company presented the first three gay couples married in Minnesota with gifts and a wedding cake. Oh. That same year, the Betty Crocker website launched 30 cakes for 30 days of Ramadan. And the Middle East is the brand's second largest market. In 2016, the cookbook was updated to include an entire chapter for vegetarians and new recipes like chicken tagine. And I think this is a big conversation in terms of like what is included in American heavy quotes cuisine, which Betty Crocker has kind of like been the representative of what people think that is and how it's all changing and shifting. And or at least in terms of mainstream representation.
Right. What the mainstream American perhaps includes in American cuisine.
Right.
In 2018, the brand partnered with Barbie to launch the Barbie Dream Gap Project, which aimed to grow STEM confidence in girls via kitchen projects.
And that's interesting because I do think, you know, it's been so gendered. And so, I mean, it's such a big divide of, you know, the math and science is a boy's realm.
Right.
And then every, you know, social thing is a girl's realm, which is there's so much wrong with that to unpack. But cooking is very scientific.
Cooking is a heckin' science. Like baking is science you can eat, as people cooler than me have said. Yeah. And speaking of, this very year, 2021 in March, I believe, the brand Betty Crocker launched a web section called Betty Lab. Which encourages science-based kitchen experimentation with like some really cool stuff about the principles behind cooking and baking, like heat transfer and sugar crystallization and the pH scale and like freezing points and leavening processes. It's pretty nifty.
Yeah.
Again, not a sponsor. I just appreciate it, you know?
Yeah. No, I do too. I cooking can be an art and a science.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is. It is indeed. Well, it's been quite the journey, but I think that's what we have to say about Betty Crocker for now.
It is. We do have some listener mail for you, though.
We do, but first we have one more quick break for a word from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Pronamel. Not all our favorite foods and drinks are BFFs with our teeth. Salad dressings, seltzers, and fruits can be enamel enemies. So if you eat or drink those things regularly, your enamel could be at risk. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Pronamel Intensive Enamel Repair penetrates deep into the enamel surface, locking in vital minerals to repair acid-weakened enamel. And with new Pronamel Repair mouthwash, you can enhance that repair beyond just brushing.
Pronamel is the number one dentist-recommended brand for acid erosion, so buy Pronamel Repair anywhere you buy toothpaste or mouthwash. Visit Pronamel.com.
This is Jonathan Strickland from TechStuff. A spirit of adventure lives inside of us. Nissan's SUVs have the capabilities to transform your spirit of adventure into actual rubber meets the road into the wild, true blue, real-life adventure. You just need a Nissan and a plan. Or better yet, just a Nissan. You can hop into a Nissan Rogue and discover what comes next. Don't worry, the Nissan Rogue has your back. Class-exclusive Google built-in is your always-updating assistant to call on for almost anything. Just climb in and go. No need to connect your phone. Google Assistant, Google Maps, and Google Play Store are built right into the 12.3-inch HD touchscreen infotainment system of the new 2024 Nissan Rogue. No matter where you roam, you'll stay connected to home. Life is one huge adventure, and every day is a little one. No matter if the ride you're on is big or small, a Nissan Rogue, Nissan Pathfinder, or Nissan Armada can elevate your adventure and push your limits to something new. Your next adventure is waiting for you. Get in a Nissan SUV and go. Learn more at NissanUSA.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
And we're back. Thank you, sponsor.
Yes, thank you.
And we're back with a listener
mail.
I wanted to do the transatlantic. I know you've got a good one, Lauren. I got a pretty good one. But it's hard to communicate the transatlantic.
I
was going to like pick up a phone and do this motion. It's like a popping of the chin.
You know, I strongly suspected that that's what you wanted to go for, and I didn't know how to follow you with it. So I was like, oh, well, we'll just sort of go and see what it takes us.
And we did. And we did. But I'm glad you're picking up my wavelength, even if I wasn't communicating it well. Danielle wrote, hello again from your favorite New Jersey resident. I'm still waiting for my Taylor Ham episode. But today I am writing in about your poutine episode. I sat there waiting patiently for you to mention the New Jersey diner delicacy, disco fries. Now, I'm not sure when they were first invented, as I was only born in 1980, but I remember my weekly diner spot, the Colonnette Diner in Jersey City, which sadly no longer exists, updating their menu in the 1990s to include them, though I believe they were a hidden menu item, kind of like how Starbucks has hidden menu items for a long while prior to the update. There is also an alternative version which swaps out the brown gravy for marinara sauce, which is my preferred way to eat them.
What?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, come to New York, New Jersey, and I will take you to all the good spots. Just don't eat for a month prior. The diner bagel pizza game is real. P.S. I'm still hunting for the tomato soup cake recipe. I know it's a spice cake mix, but don't remember the other proportions. The icing, which is cream cheese and chocolate frosting mixed, is literally the jewel in the crayon. The jewel in the crayon, not crayon.
The jewel in the crayon.
I feel like that's a children's book waiting to happen. Anyway, Danielle continues, I know my sister has it and is keeping it to herself.
Oh, no.
Ooh, recipe goodness. Intrigue. Now, that's
cake,
some
cake
serious
intrigue
stuff.
Indeed. Heck.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I bet Betty Crocker has a tomato soup cake recipe.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm like almost physically trying to reach out to my bookshelf, which is downstairs where those cookbooks are, and be like, it's right here. All right. We'll have to delve into it later. But in the meanwhile, Ashley wrote, I loved your episode, The Mad Hatter Tea Party. It was so fun listening to it. I ended up watching the original movie when I was done. I've always treasured the Alice in Wonderland movies, original Tim Burton and Alice Through the Looking Glass. In high school, we studied Alice in Wonderland, which was a lot of fun. In 2018, my auntie and I decided to dress up as the Red Queen, her, and Alice, me. We didn't even tell each other. We just showed up dressed as the characters, which was pretty cool. What a fun coincidence. We also carved Alice in Wonderland-themed jack-o'-lanterns. I lost the pictures of us actually dressed up, but enjoy a picture of us and our finished Alice in Wonderland-themed jack-o'-lanterns. I wish I could share this episode with her. She passed away in April. I hope you guys are doing well and staying safe.
The pictures are so lovely.
Yes.
The jack-o'-lanterns are so great. And I love, 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 love that the two of you showed up.
Just independently, right? that's so sweet.
I love it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So sweet. I'm glad you enjoyed the episode. As we've said, we love doing those. So
yeah.
Wonderful to hear. Wonderful to hear from both of these listeners. Thank you so much for writing
in.
If you would like to write to us, you can. Our email is hello@saverpod.com.
We are also on social media. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram @SaverPod. And we do hope to hear from you. Saver is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Thanks, as always, to our super producers, Dylan Fagan and Andrew Howard. Thanks to you for listening, and we hope that lots more good things are coming your way. This episode is brought to you by Pronamel.
Not all our favorite foods and drinks are BFFs with our teeth. Salad dressings, seltzers, and fruits can be enamel enemies. So if you eat or drink those things regularly, your enamel could be at risk. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Pronamel Intensive Enamel Repair penetrates deep into the enamel surface, locking in vital minerals to repair acid-weakened enamel. And with new Pronamel Repair mouthwash, you can enhance that repair beyond just brushing.
Pronamel is the number one dentist-recommended brand for acid erosion, so buy Pronamel Repair anywhere you buy toothpaste or mouthwash. Visit pronamel.com.
Life in our modern age comes at you pretty fast, which makes our time away especially valuable. When I take time to relax, I like to get far from my everyday life, immerse myself in natural beauty, and have unique experiences. But you don't have to leave the U.S. to experience tropical rainforests and islands filled with adventure, warm culture, and national treasures. Visit Puerto Rico, an island with a vibrant spirit that will sweep you away. Because when you visit, you don't become part of the island, it becomes part of you. In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. Puerto Rico, where visits end, but stories last forever. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.